Stay tuned. This is Eric Drittiman. I'm the founder of Personal Breakthrough Academy and the CEO of Communication Partners. This is the second hangout in our series of 9 hangouts where I talk about my personal breakthroughs and how you can learn my 9-step proven formula, how you can break through your resistance to change so that you can grow on a sustainable basis and reach your full potential. In our last videos, maybe you remember that we talked about the 9-step process, and I called it the trans formula. I want to bring that up again. Hopefully you can see that. The trans formula is the 9-step process, how to break through any resistance to change. So it consists of the T, the R, the A, the N, the S, the F, and so on. So what do these letters stand for? Let me talk about the first one. This is the T. The T stands for the task. So when we stand in front of an obstacle or when we realize that we cannot move on, the first question we should always ask ourselves is, what is my task? We have to acknowledge that there is a task. Some people probably would call it a problem, but we have to acknowledge that it is there. As long as we do not acknowledge that we have a task, that there is something we have to work on, there is no way we can change anything in our personal situation. This means acknowledging that there is something out of balance or something that we have to learn to understand is the first step in breaking through. And most people don't realize this. Most people already fail with this first step because they don't really accept that there is something they have to work on. And I really want to emphasize on that. It's so important that you first become aware of your task. Ask yourself, what is my task? And don't stop with asking yourself until you really find out what it really is that holds you back. And as soon as you have realized what your task is, it already becomes clearer. It's not an unknown, big, huge, unsurmountable problem anymore. It is something very concrete, very precise. And you can see that it's much easier to work on something which is clear and tangible instead of something that is just big, unknown, fuzzy. And maybe it helps you just go back to a big problem or a difficult situation in your life that you have overcome successfully. And when you look back from the past to that situation, I think that most of you will agree with me that it was not that big a deal to overcome it. But first, when you were standing before it, you just saw this big, huge thing that you had no idea how you could overcome that. And you will see, just by acknowledging that there is a task and looking at the real specifics of the task, you will see that suddenly things will open up and you will see opportunities, possibilities. As long as you don't accept it, there is only one big thing and you think it's not possible for me. And as soon as we open up our brain path and make it possible for our subconscious mind to come up with a lot of ideas and possibilities, we see it's not that difficult. So working on the task is really the first step and probably the most difficult one. And the second step is, believe it or not, is the R, which stands for our resistance. And most of the time when we realize that there is a resistance within ourselves to move on or to do what's needed to be done, the situation is that we do not accept this resistance. We think it's not good. We feel bad. We think we are not good enough and I can never do that. And what will other people think if I fail? And all that kind of stuff that keeps us away from moving on. And the first thing when you realize that there is resistance within yourself, then don't panic. Get calm. Look back at the first step. What is my task? What are the steps? And accept that there is resistance. Just by accepting your resistance, you're opening up more channels, and you will see that you will get a lot of help from the outside world just by accepting that you are resisting to change. And then the next step is try to understand where this comes from. Where does this resistance come from? Does it come from your past experiences? Does it come from things, from probably only from one event in the past where you had a certain experience that people probably laughed at you, or that you thought you totally failed, and now the new situation triggers that old feelings, these old emotions, and you really feel bad about yourself because you didn't make it the first time in the last situation. And I think this is very important, to really accept the resistance and look where it comes from. And you will see it's most of the time it's belief systems, and most probably they are not even your own beliefs, that they're just taken over by someone else, probably your parents or a friend or someone in your closer environment or a teacher. And as soon as you start to dissect the different ingredients of your resistance, you start to realize that you have power over them. And you start to create more and more energy. You start to feel hope. And as John Maxwell says, if there is hope in the future, there is power in the present. And this is exactly what you need when you want to break through. You need to raise your energy, you need to get to a state of resourcefulness and tap into the unlimited abundance of the universe of solutions, and then you will see, if you start to play around with all these things, you will see clearer and clearer and clearer. Or in other words, there's an old saying, go as far as you can see, and when you're there, you can see further. And this is true also with the first two steps in the Transformula process. Let me summarize again. First, look at what is my task. Ask yourself, what is my task? Acknowledge the problem. Accept your resistance. Understand where your resistance comes from. And start to dissect it. And you will feel more and more energy coming up, and you will feel and you will see more and more possibilities, and suddenly you move from helpless to powerful, and this will change and your whole feeling within yourself, your emotions, and it will prepare you for the next steps to come. And this is what we will share in the next hangout. I will talk about step number 3, which is the A. I'll make it a little bit, bringing some tension. So I don't want to talk about what the A stands for, but I can promise you it's as easy as step number 1 and 2. And if I could do it, you could do it as well. And believe me, it has helped me every time I used the formula. The only problems I had is when I tried to skip some points in the formula, or I did not accept that it's really my problem, or I did not accept that I'm resisting to change. These were the only cases where I couldn't break through. So in the meantime, before I come up with the next video where we talk about the step number 3, go to my Facebook page on Personal Breakthrough Resistance and become a part of our community and start to engage and to talk and to ask questions, and you will see things will become easier and easier. Thank you very much for being with me this time. See you soon on the next hangout where we talk about step number 3. Thank you and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.